Brad Locke.
And I'm Gene Phelps, and this is Prep Rally.
We're talking Northeast Mississippi High School sports, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome into Prep Rally, the high school sports podcast produced by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. I'm your host, Brad Locke, of the Daily Journal, online editor, and joining me from Jackson, usually in studio here with me, but he's doing some work down there in the capital city. Gene Phelps, senior writer for the Daily Journal. How you doing, Gene?
I'm doing well. Imagine me as a stick figure.
Yeah, there's no webcast today like we usually do. We had some technical hurdles we could not overcome, so it's just a podcast today. And no webcast today, but that's okay. We'll try that again maybe next week. But we still got the podcast, so people can hear our voices and probably don't really want to look at our faces anyway, Gene. You can listen to this on iTunes, of course, your podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. Remember, we're on Twitter, at DJournal Preps. So we got a lot to talk about, Gene. Mostly pretty much nothing but hoopage, basketball. It's the state tournament right smack in the middle of it down there in Jackson, Gene. Been playing now into the semifinals, and we have some semifinal games that have already been decided. We've got the finals starting, I believe, tomorrow, but still some semifinal games to be played today. So, Gene, let's just... Let's jump into it, man. You had a game this morning already involving an area team, the Boonville Girls. They defeated Independence 59-40. So let's start off talking about that, Gene. Kind of a foul fest, wasn't it?
It was. I believe it was something like 46, 49 fouls, something like that. 49 fouls. I'm looking at the stat sheet now. It was a strange game. It was one of those games where neither team got any kind of rhythm. It's hard to do when there are a lot of fouls called. Independence was a very athletic team, very talented, very quick. Boonville did a really good job playing defense against them. Just got in foul trouble early and had to pull back a little bit. But luckily, they had a big lead, like 31-11 at halftime.
I think as you would expect, Adelise Young had a nice game. What, 21 points?
Right, she sure did. She's pretty steady form. And the nice thing about this Boonville team is when a Dallas doesn't play well, everybody else seems to step up and do their part. Shemaya Williams, who's a guard, Malika Patterson, both are guards. They scored 7 points apiece today. Both of those girls can score in the 20s if needed.
So Boonville wins and advances, and they will take on Choctaw Central, I believe it is.
Yeah. Choctaw Central won today, and they're a pretty good ball club. Really haven't had a chance other than to just read about them to know exactly what they play like, because while they were playing, I was writing my story for tomorrow's edition.
Yeah, well, they won today as well, so we'll take a look at all the championship matchups that we know about in just a moment. But that game is Saturday, scheduled for 1:00. Let's look ahead to tonight, Gene. Still some ball to be played down there in Jackson, and we got a big matchup in 6A boys semifinals, Tupelo and Starkville. Gene, former division rivals, no longer in the same division, but they're pretty familiar with each other. Did not play each other this past season, Gene. So it's kind of cool to see them meet at this point, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of strange that they hadn't played each other. I saw where David Wheeler had a story this morning that Coach Norwood and Coach Carter from Starkville had talked, and they talked they needed to play every year. And a nice home-and-home series would be good.
Yeah, that would be nice to see. But we'll get to see him tonight. What time is that game tip-off, Gene? Remind me.
8:30. I hope it tips off at 8:30. It could tip off a little sooner if they wanted it to.
Yeah, that would be nice.
It's the last semifinal.
Okay. Yeah. Hopefully they'll get done in time for us to get that in the paper. Tupelo is 27-5, a team that's maybe played above some people's expectations. They're coming off a 73-64 win over Meridian in the quarterfinals. Starkville defeated Biloxi 55-44 in quarterfinal play. What do you know about this matchup, Gene, that you can tell us?
Well, it's going to be, Tupelo's got depth. And I think some folks have been critical of Jeff Norwood over the years. the fact that maybe he plays, quote, too many players. Well, it's paying off for him right now, because no matter who he puts in there, they're pretty seasoned, because all these guys have played. And they don't seem to lose a step right now. I think depth will be the key if Tupelo is going to win this game. I mean, you've got Trey Jenkins and Taji Herford, the point guard. They're going to score points. They're going to make plays. But they're going to get a lot of contribution off the bench, especially from Jet Johnson's been a force the last month.
Yeah.
He's the football player, the linebacker. He's 6'3", very strong. He does a good job in his role of getting there, getting some rebounds, getting some putbacks. I think the depth, the Tupelo's going to win, it's going to be because they've got good depth, quality depth. And they're going to have to stop Tyson Carter, Greg Carter's son, who's a 6'4 guard. He's thin, he's smooth, and he scores. And, you know, they've got to be able to contain him or at least hold him back and then, you know, keep everybody else's point totals low. If they can do that, I think we'll see Tupelo in the finals Saturday night.
Tupelo looking to get to the finals for the first time since 2012, when they lost to Fred Thomas and Jim Hill High School in a close game. I remember that one very well from 4 years ago. So Tupelo and Starkville tonight at 8:30. Follow. You'll be at that game, I'm assuming, Gene.
I will. And South Haven and Columbus play prior to that game. Both of those are really good teams. That should be an even matchup too. I don't think you can just hand the trophy to Columbus.
Well, follow Gene on Twitter for updates at Gene Phelps for that one. Let's look ahead. Let's look real quick. Just recap who we have left from the Northeast Mississippi area in the tournament. On the boys' side, you've got Ashland in a 1A. You've got Corinth in 4A, and then we mentioned Tupelo and Starkville playing in the semifinals tonight in 6A. On the girls' side, Ingomar still alive in 2A, Boonville in 3A, and as we're talking at this moment, Starkville's girls are playing in 6A against Murrah, I believe, but the game is not over as we're recording this. So look for updates on that score on Twitter, online. The championship matchups that we know about, Gene, Ashland, we mentioned the boys in 1A, they're going to play West Lowndes Thursday at 2:30 for the state title. In girls 2A, Ingomar will take on, Heidelberg, which I think is undefeated, Gene, Friday at 1 o'clock. Am I right?
They are. They've got a really good team. I've seen them play. Ingomar is going to have its hands full, but, Ingomar's got about six or seven players who can really play well. They've just got to stay out of foul trouble.
Yeah, but they've run over some opponents, too, along the way, though. Ingomar's been pretty impressive.
Yeah, they have, but I don't think they played anybody quite the caliber of this Heidelberg team they're going to be playing. So it'll be interesting. Some teams are undefeated for a reason.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Exactly. In girls 3A, we mentioned Boonville taking on Choctaw Central, the Lady Blue Devils winning earlier today against Independence. And Boonville back in the championship game, Gene. This is
third
straight year. Now, they won it 2 years ago and lost last year. And then they lost last year to Belmont. That game is Saturday at 1 o'clock. Choctaw Central, as you mentioned, Gene, a good team. And Choctaw is usually in the mix, aren't they?
They always are, and I think the thing the High School Activity Association likes about Choctaw Central is they bring a large group of $10 ticket-paying customers.
Sure do. They sure do.
And they will be there in force Saturday, so Boonville folks need to come out.
Yeah, Choctaw Central always brings a good crowd. And then in boys 4A, you've got Corinth taking on Macomb Thursday, 8 p.m. And I believe, Gene, correct me if I'm wrong, Macomb has won the last two state titles, haven't they, in 4A?
They have, and they've got, I don't know if this one, I've happened to see Macomb play both its games in this tournament. And they are very talented. They've got some height. You're talking about 6'4", 6'5", guys who can run the floor and shoot. But there's some, I don't know what it is, there's something missing. I think an athletic team like Corinth that scrambles and really plays tough defense and scores a lot of baskets in transition will be able to stay on the court with. I know Keith Green does a good job. And, I mean, this is the fourth time in 6 years that he's been in the championship game. He hadn't won one. but he's down here, and this may be the year they finally win one.
Yeah, they have been very consistent under Keith Green, getting to Jackson and doing well. What do you think might be the difference with this team that gets them over the top, Gene?
I think they're just going to have to contain that height. They're going to have to crash on the boards, and and Terry Squinn, who's their quarterback in football, I believe he signed with Northwest. Has been their kind of been their go-to guy this year. He's averaging about 18 points, 13 rebounds a game, and he has got to play well. They're just going to have to out-hustle him. That's it. I talked with Keith Green the other day, and that's what they did to win the other night against Lake Central. He said, guys, you just forget where we are and just go out there and play like you've been playing. And that's just, it's not chaos or anything, but it's just, Hustling, making plays, getting in the passing lanes, getting your hands there, getting the big rebounds, getting the long rebounds, scoring in transition. McComb may have a little problems keeping up with them if they can do that.
Again, that game is 8 o'clock Thursday. That's tomorrow night, the Thursday, the first day of the championship rounds, the finals. And each classification running through Saturday. So Corinth and Macomb there in 4A. You're listening to Prep Rally. Thanks for tuning in here on this Wednesday. Brad Locke with Gene Phelps. And Gene, as we look at this state tournament up to this point, kind of like to get your thoughts on maybe the biggest surprises thus far, if there have been any surprises, whether it's teams from our area or from outside the coverage area.
No, I think as I look back through it, I don't think Tupelo is a surprise to be where they are right now. They've had a great season. Booneville, I think a lot of people expected Booneville to be playing for the championship, so there's no surprise there from the Booneville girls. They're like 27-1. They've been our number one team most of the season as far as our Northeast Mississippi rankings go. I think if you talk about Ingomar's girls, they moved up from 1A to 2A this year. Thought it might be a little tougher go for them, but here they are in the championship game with a chance to win it. Ashland's one of those teams that we don't hear a lot about. They've had a really solid year. I think they've got like 24 wins, and they're a young team. They've got a lot of ninth graders, 10th graders, 11th graders on there playing. And they're very good. They're another one of those really quick, athletic teams. The coach's son's a sophomore. He leads them in scoring. He just got in foul trouble the other night. They don't need that to happen. They need him on the court. He makes things happen. And they're gonna have their hands full. I saw Wes Lowndes play a really good Hulka team the other day, and Hulka had no answer for Wes Lowndes' height.
Yeah, they're big boys.
They've got some big bodies in there, 6'4", 6'3", which on the 1A level, that's pretty big. You don't see them that big usually on 1A level. And they're really strong. I mean, they control the boards. And Hulka had no answer whatsoever for them the other day.
You get into a state tournament like this, and big performances become even bigger than normal. And I kind of want to ask your opinion, Gene, on some notable performances we've seen thus far in the tournament. I mean, a couple that stood out in the quarterfinals were Tyus Jennings of Calhoun City. I think he had 35 points, 15 rebounds in that win, and Baldwin's Felix Hayes in their quarterfinal game. I think he had 23 and 20. But those are just a couple that stood out.
Trey Jenkins for Tupelo was 8 of 13 and 5 3-pointers and scored 22 points the other night against Meridian. That was pretty impressive. And I know Shannon in Shannon's game, lost to Macomb. Rockies Coleman scored 23, and C.J. Bram had 20.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys are probably the most dynamic guard tandem we have in Northeast Mississippi. They are really big-time players.
Yeah, no doubt. So we'll see what other big performances get turned in here over the next few days down in Jackson. The state tournament going on, continuing again with some a little more semifinal action today, and then Thursday you're going to start in with the state finals, and we've got a few teams left looking to bring home that gold ball. Gene, doing a good job down there, by the way. If y'all don't know, Gene has been just working his tail off covering these games in Jackson since the tournament started. And of course, it's an expanded state tournament, Gene, with the starting the quarterfinals down there, playing at the Coliseum and at Jackson State. So I don't know when you get back if your wife Nancy is going to remember who you are, or is she with you the whole time?
She's retired, so she's been with me and been very supportive. And she's able to, when I'm away waiting on some coach to talk with his team, she can start out keeping up with the next game for me. So I don't miss a beat as far as play-by-play.
Well, there you go, Gene. Well, let's go ahead and get to the athletes of the week, Gene. We do this every week, pick out a female and a male athlete from the area that's had an exceptionally good week. So who we got, Gene? Let's start with the female athlete.
Female athlete. Well, I've got to go. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I've seen some good players down here. I'll tell you, let's go with the Dallas Young from Boonville. Yeah. She's been solid. I mean, if they're going to win the state tournament, she's going to have to continue to play well. She scored 21 points in the game against Independence today. And she's averaging, that's her average, 21 points a game. And she's been steady. She scored 25 in the first half of the quarterfinals ball game. And she makes plays. Everybody knows who she is when she comes on the court. And she usually gets double-teamed and pushed around, and she just makes plays. And she's a junior, and she's a guard. And, you know, she's going to have to be the player of the week next week if they're going to bring home the gold ball, that's for sure. And, you know, I've only seen Trey Jenkins at Tupelo play four or five times this season. Mm-hmm. He never ceases to amaze me. The guy played 22 minutes the other night, scored 22 points. Yeah. I mean, that's phenomenal. 5 three-pointers in a big game, and Meridian's very talented, very athletic. And it was a big game, and Trey Jenkins stepped up in a big way. So we'll give Player of the Week to Trey Jenkins from Tupelo.
I believe that's the second time he's won this award, hadn't he, Gene?
Right. The guy can play.
So, Dallas Young of Boonville and Trey Jenkins of Tupelo, Prep Rally Athletes of the Week. And I guess that's going to wrap it up for this episode of Prep Rally. Again, you can follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps. Drop us a line, an email, preprally@journalinc.com with your thoughts or criticisms, whatever. Remember, we're on iTunes, multiple ways to listen to us. We're on iTunes. If you don't have an Apple device, you can listen on your podcast app. Plenty of podcast apps out there that you can download. And, of course, on your computer, you can listen at preprally.djournal.com. Follow Gene on Twitter for updates every day, at Gene Phelps, as he continues to cover the state tournament down in Jackson. Follow me on Twitter, at Brad Locke. Gene, keep up the good work, man.
All right. Maybe I'll remember what Tupelo looks like and I can find my way back.
We hope so, Gene. We certainly do. All right, until next week, thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you then.